Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Dan.
Hey Dan, what's the time?
Time you got a new watch?
Now, I didn't ask you that just for a joke or a sarcastic comment now, did I?
Well, no, but look, there's a clock over there, and you are wearing a watch. You have a smartphone and a computer, all of which show the time, so why are you asking me?
Oh, Dan, I was trying to introduce today's topic, which is all about virtual assistants or bots. You seem to have forgotten the script.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're talking about software that you talk to and that can talk back to you, like Apple's Siri, Google's Assistant, Amazon's Alexa, and Microsoft's Cortana. It might be on your phone or computer or even a speaker in your house.
Now, before we hear more about this topic, here is today's quiz question. Do you know when was the first computer, which could recognise speech, launched? Was it in A, 1951, B, 1961, or C, 1971?
Oh, I've found my script, so I've seen the answer. But I have to say, I was surprised.
OK, don't tell anybody, Dan, OK? We'll give the answer for the listeners at the end of the programme. We're going to hear now from Tom Hewitson, who is a conversation designer working in the field of virtual assistants, talking on BBC Radio 4's Word of Mouth programme. He talks about the whole idea of virtual assistants and how they're changing the way we interact with technology. How does he describe our existing relationship with computers?
It changes the way that we think about computers. To date, we've thought of them largely as tools. They're just an advanced version of a calculator. They're something that you kind of use to get a specific thing done. Whereas this is kind of changing them more into like an agent. They're an active participant in the kind of interaction and in guiding you to make the right decision.
How did he describe our existing relationship with computers then?
He said that to date, which is an expression which means up until this point in time, we've thought of them as advanced calculators.
Yes, that's right. We use them as a tool to get things done. But he says that modern technology is turning them into an agent. This doesn't mean a secret agent like James Bond. In this sense, an agent is something that has agency, and that means it has the ability to act individually and make its own decisions.
I'm not sure I'd like my phone to have agency. It probably wouldn't like being in my pocket all day.
Well, who would, Dan? But I'm not sure Hewitson is suggesting our devices will become that clever. But he did say they could become more active in our lives.
Maybe. Oh, I imagine, for example, telling us if we're spending too much time in fast food restaurants.
Yeah, well, maybe in your case, Dan. Mine would be telling me I spend too much time in the gym. Hewitson goes on to explain how the way we talk to our virtual assistants will develop. What does he say we don't need to do?
We will develop our own kind of vernacular for speaking with machines that will be subtly different from how we speak to other people. Because, as you rightly point out, you don't need to make the machine like you. You don't need to kind of make random chit-chat that's just filling the time. It can be much more brusque and to the point.
A lot of what we say in human communication is to do with our relationship with the person we're talking to.
We say things and talk about things that are maybe not directly relevant to our point. With a digital virtual assistant, we don't need to do that, so we don't need to make the machine like us.
Hewitson said that we will develop our own vernacular. This is a general word for a native language. This vernacular will be a little bit different from our everyday vernacular because, as we said, we don't need to maintain a social relationship with the artificial assistant.
This means that we won't need chit-chat. Chit-chat is another expression for small talk, conversation topics which aren't important but are part of everyday social communication, like talking about the weather.
And because we don't need to be friends with our virtual assistants, we can be brusque and to the point. Both of these mean being very direct and not very polite.
Well, Dan, I don't mean to be brusque, but it is time for the answer to this week's quiz question. Earlier, I asked, when was the first computer which could recognise speech launched? The options were A, 1951, B, 1961, and C, 1971. Well, actually, the first computer which could recognise speech was launched in 1961.
Yep. It was called the IBM Shoebox and could recognise 16 words and the numbers 0 to 9. That's nearly as many as you. Oh,
cheeky. Right, enough of this chit-chat. Let's recap today's vocabulary.
Well, chit-chat was one of today's expressions, meaning small talk. But we also had the expression to date. That means up until this moment in time.
Then we have the noun agent. This refers to something that has agency. And that is the ability to think, make decisions, and act independently.
The next word is vernacular, another word for language, particularly when talking about a native language.
And finally, there was brusque, meaning direct and not polite, and to the point, which also means direct and without unnecessary information.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, what can I do for you, Dan?
End the program.
Certainly, Dan. Well, that's all from us today. Be sure to check us out in all the usual places, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. And of course, please don't forget our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.